They're on standby. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Manhattan DA told the grand jury hearing evidence in the hush money case against former President Trump to be on standby for today.
If there is additional testimony, it will not be from Stormy Daniels. Lawyers for the adult film actress say she was not requested by jury members to appear. Fox has also learned it will not be Michael Cohen. The grand jury must decide if Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's case, that a $130,000 hush money payment to Daniels was a crime and warrants a first-ever indictment of a former president. Any deliberation and vote will be done secretly and would only be revealed after an arrest and in court. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The search for the 17-year-old high school shooter in Colorado may be over. Police tell 9 News Denver the suspect, Austin Lyle, took his own life. That his body was found last night near his car in a remote mountain area about 50 miles southwest of the city. Police suspect Lyle of shooting and injuring 2 high school administrators yesterday during a routine weapons check. The White House signals it's ready to move beyond the COVID emergency.
A senior administration official tells Fox News the Biden administration is ready to transition out of the emergency phase of its COVID response. When the public health emergency ends in May, the White House also plans to get rid of its COVID response team. That team has already seen several high-level departures, including Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Francis Collins. National coordinator Ashish Jha is reportedly likely to leave the administration once the team is disbanded. The White House maintains fighting the virus remains an administration priority, but disbanding the response team is, quote, the natural evolution of the COVID response. In Washington, Shel Angel, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
No school again today in the Los Angeles area as a school worker strike continues.
It's day 3 of the Service Employees International Union Local 99's strike, calling for better health care and a 30% pay raise following failed negotiations with the LA Unified School District.
We need higher wages. The cost of living here in California, we are not receiving enough money. We haven't had a raise, a cost of living raise in years.
Bus driver Loretta Pointer Powell, who's been with the district since the 80s, speaking to LA's Fox 11 News. The walkout of custodians and other support staff canceling classes for hundreds of thousands of students. The school district says it has a historic 23% salary increase and an expanded benefits offer on the table. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The U.S. Navy calling out China this morning. The 7th Fleet says China's claim that it expelled the U.S. Milius from South China Sea is false. It says the destroyer is conducting routine operations in international waters. The NCAA tournament gets back to the courts tonight.
4 games will take place this evening. In the East region, number 3 seed Kansas State will take on the 7 seed Michigan State. The Spartans advance by upsetting number 2 seed Marquette in round 2. The other game in the East tonight pits the 4 seed Tennessee against number 9 seed Florida Atlantic. The 2 West regional semifinals tonight feature 4 seed UConn against the 8 seed Arkansas and 2nd seeded UCLA battling number 3 seed Gonzaga. 4 more games will take place tomorrow, followed by the regional finals on Saturday and Sunday, after which we will be down to the final 4. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And 2 inmates in Newport News, Virginia, escaped their prison cell by using tools made from a toothbrush and a metal object to dig a hole in the wall. Police found them in the next day at a nearby IHOP. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.